You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. So I guess tonight is debate night. From what I understand, it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. So I don't know how that's going to be live, but it doesn't sound like they want to play the debate, obviously, late into the night. So from what I understand, it's a little bit earlier Eastern time than what we would expect over here Pacific time. We always get the debates at 6 o'clock. Kind of tough because, my kids have Boy Scouts and, there's actually supposed to be a school night, some sort of meet your teacher night tonight at school. So what's more important, meeting my kid's teacher or watching the debate? Actually Boy Scouts. So the kids are going to the Boy Scouts. I'm going to just email the teacher saying, sorry, I can't make it. And then we're going to come home and watch the TiVo debate. You know, everybody's like, oh, okay, this is Mitt Romney's chance to win it. Everything rests on this. I don't know anymore. After I've seen, you know, these overturn of voter ID laws, I really don't know what to think. I mean, if anybody could vote without an ID, and of course it looks like it's the Democratic type judges that are overturning these voter ID laws. I'm starting to get pessimistic. I've been so optimistic all this time that Mitt Romney's going to win. And when you see what's been happening over the past few months, I don't know if it's in our control. I mean, I'm not saying the election's fixed or anything like that, but if, you know, we have this picture that most people are pretty unhappy with what's been going on in the current administration. We got the jobs report today saying that job growth has been very slow and stagnant still. I think only 162,000 jobs are hiring this month and this last month. And, you know, so we talk to people all the time. You know, even people who are Democratic say, no, I'm unhappy. You know, so it sounds like, from what I understand, many people are going to be voting for Romney. And then you see all these overturns with voter ID laws, and I'm not as optimistic. I think this is going to be a lot more tight than we would think. You know, we all thought this was a landslide. People were extremely unhappy with Obama, and I guess, you know, we have close to half the country who's ecstatic about him. And now if we have no way to control, I don't want to say the word control, but to prevent voter fraud, because we don't have to ask people for IDs. Apparently, these judges think there's not enough time to get people their IDs to vote. I still don't understand how they're able to walk into a store or sign their apartment lease or buy a house or purchase alcohol or go to the bank. I still don't get that. One of you wrote me and said Social Security now you could just apply for online. You know, you could just do everything online now, and you don't even need to come in person and show an ID anymore. So at that point, I have to admit, I'm a little pessimistic. I think Romney's going to do a phenomenal job. We know Romney can speak without a teleprompter. I think the debate is going to go well. But I just don't understand how they're going to prevent voter fraud at the polls if there's no ID. And if that's the case, we're looking at a no-win situation for either side. I mean, you don't want your candidate to win because, you know, people were able to do it fraudulently. So I apologize for not being very positive, you know, this time around. I just thought there was some sort of a process that was enforced. But isn't that the main theme to this whole administration? Not enforcing policies, not enforcing processes. I mean, isn't that the whole theme, right? You know, like with the whole, you know, illegal immigrants. No. ICE is going to give you guys a break. They're going to be out to lunch. Don't worry. We won't deport you. In fact, we'll give you jobs. I mean, that's just the whole thing. Whatever we're supposed to enforce, we aren't going to anymore. And so, no, you don't have an ID, you can vote. I don't get that. I mean, so should I vote? I mean, can I vote as Angelina Jolie? Oh, no, no, no. They're going to say, you look nothing like her. And then they're going to say, which is fine. And then they're going to say, no, 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 you need an ID. So I'm going to have to show an ID, but I guess most of the other parts of the country won't have to. I don't get it. I'm just shocked. So anyway, I guess tonight's a big debate, 90 minutes. From what I understand, no teleprompter. I saw them setting up the debate set. It's actually beautiful. You have the beautiful blue background. You have the red flooring. It's actually a very pretty set. It's going to happen in Denver. And, my only worry is they're just going to be going back and forth, misquoting each other and then, defending themselves about the misquote. And I also don't want to hear the same sound bites we've been hearing over and over and over again. I want to see the gutsy type statements like I've talked about before on the show. Say, you know, no one person can fix healthcare. This healthcare is going to be a long, drawn out process. Americans are going to have to make some sacrifices. But one thing I promise is we're not going to let the government come in and mess it up. I mean, that's something I want to hear from one of the candidates. All right. Yes, the economy stinks. Yes, some of the Democratic policies didn't work, but I promise to think more of a Republican. That's what I'd like to hear Barack Obama say. I don't think it's going to happen. Now, apparently, the Obama administration had this e-card that went out to people that instructed women to, quote unquote, vote like your lady parts depend on it. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, it has this woman dressed like a 1920s flapper type, a dress, reaching an arm in the air next to the slogan, vote like your lady parts depend on it. See, as a woman, looking at everything that's happened with Obamacare and cutting back on the pap smears and playing around with the recommendations on mammograms and having less covered in terms of biopsies and, magnification views covered less, I see more anti-women's health in this than I have pro. Everybody thinks, well, if you're pro-abortion and you're pro-birth control, it's pro-woman. Well, what about the women who want to get their pap smears? What about the women that want to get their mammograms? From what we understand in the military, there is a huge story to breast cancer in men and women, and government's not covering treatment. I'd say this administration is more anti-women's health than any other. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget a little bit later when you are on Facebook and kind of fiddling around to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. And please don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm on a CPAP machine. Does that have a possibility of affecting your hearing?
You know, good question. There's actually been some theories, and people have been complaining that being on their CPAP, they're noticing hearing issues or their hearing has gone down. However, there has also been just as many reports of people saying that their hearing improved because now they're getting oxygenated. That's a good question. No, right now, not at the top of my head, do I know of any study saying a person's CPAP or BiPAP machine will cause hearing loss. But I still recommend you go and get your hearing checked. You know, many of us, when we do experience hearing loss, we don't experience it very gradually. You know, I always thought when I would start losing my hearing, it would just be a little bit, and then all of a sudden I'll be 65, 70, and then notice it. I started having hearing loss in my 20s. And every now and then I get these little jumps in my hearing loss. And I don't have sleep apnea or anything like that. You know, I blame, you know, the 1980s music, you know, Def Leppard, Billy Idol, things like that. Rush. And I blame music, and I also blame genetics. you know, whenever I could blame my parents for anything, why not? You know, I mean, that's what they're there for, to blame your parents and your grandparents. You know, some theories behind it is, you have an element of hearing loss. You oxygenate. You're opening up your eustachian tubes, etc., and then you're able to notice your deficit more. I don't really know what to believe. You know, from a medical standpoint, how would CPAP hurt your hearing? Could it be the noise? Could it be the constant vibration of the eardrum? We don't know. I don't know of any study right now really looking at it thoroughly. My recommendation, though, would be to definitely go and get this checked out by your hearing doctor. Now, we do know, or your ENT, otolaryngologist, ear, nose, and throat doctor. Now, we do know that much hearing loss does start to occur in your 40s, just like visual changes. I mean, everything seems to happen in our 40s. And so, you know, if for any of us that are like, I don't know, I don't think I have it all there, in terms of my hearing, get yourself checked out. Get some audiometry testing. It's easy. Now, my husband refuses to. I know my husband's been losing his hearing. Every time I talk to him, What? I didn't hear you say that. That's all I get from him. What? You told me that? Huh? Now, I don't know if it's because we've been married 16 years. I don't know if it's because of sleep apnea, or I don't know if it's because he just, you know, wants to pretend he doesn't hear me. I mean, really? Has my voice gotten quieter and quieter over the years? No, it hasn't. I've been yelling at him in higher decibels as each month passes in our marriage. I don't know how he could be missing things I say, but it's now at the point where every time I tell him something, it's, Every time. You think he wants to get his hearing checked? No. You think he wants to hear his wife? Of course not. He's very happy. Ignorance is bliss. He loves it. Now, he's not being ignorant. It's just not hearing the wife is bliss. So I can't get him to get his hearing checked. Can't get it. Can't get him to do it. He refuses. Absolutely refuses. I can't call his mother. You think he listens to his mother? If he doesn't listen to me, he doesn't listen to his mother. No. No way. To answer your question, you're not the first one to see an association such as that. You're not the first one. Many people have asked, will CPAP mess with your hearing? And like I said, my guess is the continual vibration that you're getting all night long because of the, stop the giggles, because of the sound that the CPAP makes. But like I said, there's just as many theories on the other side, accounts of people saying the hearing is better because they're getting more oxygen. So, if I had to choose, between perfecting or correcting sleep apnea or hearing loss, I would probably want the sleep apnea, and then I would invest in hearing aids. I hate to say that. I mean, I know God gives us ears and hearing, thank God, and sight and sound and our senses, and, you know, you don't want to mess anything up, but the risk of stroke and heart disease with sleep apnea is so much more severe than hearing loss. Like I said, if I had to choose, I would choose in favor of correcting sleep apnea. But that's something that still needs to be investigated. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this study came out this week saying there's a huge percentage of service members, our heroes, who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, both men and women. And they don't know why. They say historically rates of cancer among military members have been relatively low compared to the rest of the population, especially for, you know, like lung and, you know, cervical and colorectal cancers. But also keep in mind, many people in our military are pretty well fit. Even those that are even retired military, I notice they're still pretty well fit. You know, you're pretty well ingrained with, treating your body, with respect. But they say more men and women in the armed forces have a diagnosis of breast cancer at younger ages. They say here, Dr. Richard Clapp from Stop the Giggles from Boston University says military people, you guys are quick. Dr. Richard Clapp from Boston University says military people in general, and in some cases very specifically, are at significantly greater risk for developing breast cancer. They don't know why. Is it the chemicals? Is it some of the industry jobs? They aren't sure why, but men as well. Now, I guess an Iraq veteran, Leonard L. Boswell from Iowa, a veteran told Representative Boswell from Iowa, I apologize, that 6 of 70 women deployed on his tour develop breast cancer within 5 years of returning home. Six more develop lumps on their breasts. He's urged the Pentagon to study whether or not service members are routinely exposed to toxins that could induce the disease. Now, what's extremely frustrating is, you know, how you see all this rhetoric that, you know, the Republicans are anti-women. You know, this is a women's election. Women need to vote for Obama. I can't believe how stupid they think us voters are. Right? You know, and I'm looking, you know, whenever I look at women's health, yes, I think of birth control, because, you know, we prescribe a lot of birth control. But when I think of women's health, I think of pap smears. I think of mammograms. I think of breast cancer. I think of men's health. When I think of women, I also think of men's health. Right? Making sure our, you know, men stay healthy, prostate cancer, colonoscopy screens, etc. And I have never seen an administration more anti-health in terms of women's health and preventative screening than I have this one. And so when people say that this administration is anti-women, I'm really confused by that. Why would they even mess with the mammogram recommendations? Now, many of you are still confused. When should you get a mammogram? These are my recommendations, Dr. Dahlia's recommendations. And I know the Obama administration could care less what I have to say, but you get a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40. All right. You're not going to see that in most recommendations because they believe that we shouldn't start screening till after 40, most likely after 50. Yet I'm getting sick and tired of seeing people in their 30s have breast cancer, like what we were just talking about with our armed forces. OK, get a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40. Then at age 40, you do it every 2 years. Every 2 years, get a mammogram. At age 50, get a mammogram. And every now and then get an extra ultrasound, especially if you have dense breasts. Those are my recommendations, and I've come up with those recommendations because I've practiced medicine for close to 13 years in my own practice. I practiced medicine even longer, working in the ER before that, and thank God we have not lost a patient to breast cancer yet. Those are my recommendations, period, and I stand by them. I don't care what Obamacare wants. Now, unfortunately, insurance companies love the recommendations that the task force comes with, and Obamacare is going to help create with their panels, because that's all they're going to cover. I'm going to tell you right now, like this month, this is supposed to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Many radiology companies have discounts. Tell your wives and your sisters and, you know, your moms or ladies out there listening. Many radiology places, companies have, cheap mammograms or I should say reduced price mammograms down to, let's say, $50, $75, et cetera, maybe even less for you to get your mammogram, especially this month. If you don't have insurance, get it done. We are moving towards a healthcare system such that if you want anything done, you're going to have to pay out of pocket, because whatever the government system is going to allow is going to be very stark and very scant. So I really don't get how the Obama administration is the one that's pro-women. I can't tell you how many of my ladies are saying that their biopsy, their stereotactic biopsy, or their magnification views on their mammograms now, they have more out of pocket than they did before Obamacare. How is that pro-women? Yeah, no, but they gave free birth control. Now you don't have to pay a copay for birth control, so the young people like Obama and vote for him. That's why they're saying they're pro-women? What about us women who want our men healthy and living long? What about prostate cancer screening? What about that? Women's health is also men's health, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly Alaska Cruise. We are leaving for Alaska next June. Our cruises are always so much fun, so please go to our website and check that out. Okay, so here's another freedom of speech issue. Apparently a high school student, 15 years old, Brianna D'Amato from Queens, New York, is bisexual. And she was wearing in class a t-shirt that, you know, the Enjoy Coca-Cola t-shirt. It says Enjoy Vagina. It was a red t-shirt with the Coca-Cola logo, but without the Coca-Cola, it said Vagina, Enjoy Vagina. And I guess the school dean saw the shirt at lunchtime, sent her to the principal's office, and she was offered a change in her shirt. In private, or going home. The girl refused to change her vagina t-shirt, and her mother was called. Mother, of course, sides with the daughter, saying they're discriminating against her. They're pulling her out of class for nothing. It was a violation of her freedom of speech rights. So apparently both she and mom were escorted off. I guess she's also worn shirts that had the B word on it. And now there's an issue of freedom of speech. Now, remember we were talking about, you know, homosexuality, and, you know, you usually have three populations, those that know who they are and proud of it from day one. And, you know, then you have those that are kind of finding themselves, you know, in their teen years and, you know, early 20s. And then you have those that, you know, will suppress it and deny it till the day they die. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the psychological aspect of each, and those that kind of know who they are, they seem to be, you know who they are and what they want. They seem to be the most, you know, well acclimated and, you know, psychologically happy and preserved. You know, this is a case of somebody who she probably has identified herself. And the high school years, whether you're homosexual or heterosexual, is your identity years where you come up with your own identity. And it doesn't necessarily have to include sexual orientation. You know, when we were talking about how genetic it could be, there can be some environmental factors to it, but also identity in terms of what I want to be. Do I want to be an extrovert? Do I want to be a comedian? Do I want to be a, do I want to be a physicist? You know, what do I want to do in life? Do I want to be an activist? You know, many times the identity is discovered, by the person during this time frame, which is also why you have a lot of independence and you have a lot of fighting with your parents and, well, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. And the parents are like, well, can, you know, kind of guide you a little bit, you know, because you're going to probably get into some fights or you're going to probably tick somebody off or you're going to get fired with that attitude. And I mean, this is all very normal. But should our kids be allowed to wear shirts discussing body parts? I mean, if a child came to school saying, I love penis, okay, I think that's extremely inappropriate. Just like I think a shirt saying, enjoy vagina is extremely inappropriate to be worn at school. But is that a violation of freedom of speech? You know, this is something I just don't understand. I mean, why is the whole freedom of speech that this much of a gray area, right? Why would something like this be defended with a freedom of speech argument? Okay, there are certain words that are appropriate in school and certain words that are inappropriate. We have some decorum, and we should, as a public school, be able to you know, encourage proper vocabulary, right? And proper print, okay? I don't think we should be controlling that, but I think genitalia should not be included in that. And unfortunately, this is going to turn into a freedom of speech issue. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I was listening to your show today, this afternoon, and we were talking about a couple of things, and one was that people are born with a predilection to being gay. I'm not using your term, so mm-hmm. Pardon me for that. And I was just wondering what studies that there are to base this, and I'm asking this is there a gay brain or a gay gene that does this? I've asked numerous therapists, and they've all said there's no study saying there's a gay gene or gay brain. And maybe I'm going in the wrong direction. Was just wondering if you could point me in the right direction.
No, very, very good question. There is no, like, gene. You know how they believe they found the autism gene? There's no particular gene. However, oh, there's tons of studies. I'm trying to think back. I believe they think it was carried on an X chromosome. They think if there is a gene, it's carried on the X chromosome, that mothers are the ones that carry it. There's been studies on the hypothalamus. Simon LeVay, that's probably the most famous one, where he looked at neurons in the hypothalamus, you know, at brains, and, you know, he was finding relationships between those who were heterosexual male and those who were homosexual. So there, a lot of the studies have, I would say, circulated around brain parts. And then I believe there's been some studies with twins where they were looking at identical twins versus fraternal twins. But, you know, for every study trying to link the genetics, there's also been studies looking at environmental. There's also been studies debunking some of those myths. Right? So, unfortunately, like I said, we don't know of any studies where there's an actual gene, but, there's been a lot of, evidence circulating around how the brains, could be, like a homosexual female brain could be very similar to a heterosexual male, as a homosexual male brain could look very similar to a heterosexual female. You know, there's been studies of, I guess, like the whorls, the hair whorls. You know, like there was this study with gay men where like a fifth of them had a counterclockwise hair whorl. There's been studies of their amygdala, where they think gay men have a more active amygdala, you know, part of the brain that can help with sexual arousal. Let me see. They've found studies where men's, believe it or not, penis sizes could be thicker if they're homosexual. And when you look at these studies, going, what do these mean? Well, if you do add them up, they're finding some sort of a biological, they're trying to see if somebody's sexual preference has some biological association with it, such that they could you know, follow that research path that there is some sort of gene. You know, I think the suprachiasmatic nucleus, another part of the brain they had found was larger in gay men than non-gay men. Even inner ear studies. I mean, there's a whole variety of different studies that have been out there looking at biological differences between gay men, straight men, gay women, straight women. And so, yes, there are studies out there. But in terms of a gene, right now the closest they got is they think it's being transmitted from X chromosomes. But, you know, this is very, very important to a lot of people, both, you know, heterosexual and homosexual, especially a lot of my, you know, religious listeners. I mean, I have many people who are gay, but extremely religious. And they ask me, Dahlia, I don't get this. If the Lord said having, how they interpret the Bible is, you know, having same sex is an abomination, why would he make people that were gay? And I can't tell you how many of my listeners have asked me to, you know, lead them in the right direction where they could change so they don't commit an act that would be against their religious beliefs. And this is why people are studying, because, you know, we're convinced that people are born that way. There's a biological reason. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. I'm a
walking in the rain. Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're still working on our iPhone app, but don't forget we do have an Android app. You can download it, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like, and it also connects to archives and podcasts. Okay, so Peter from Topeka writes, so doctor, what exactly is organic food? You guys get what organic food is, right? Organic food. Remember we were talking about organic food a little bit earlier in the week. on the show, as well as, you know, last month there was this big study coming out saying organic food is no more nutritious than non-organic food. And remember I was talking about organic food isn't really supposed to be more nutritious. The whole thing with organic food is they're not supposed to be using chemical fertilizers and synthetic substances and sewage sludge and, you know, the GMOs, the genetically modified organisms. They're not allowed to use antibiotics in the meat and poultry, etc. So when you're buying organic, now again, I mean, it has to have, I believe, USDA organic seal. I would recommend, not that I'm very excited about anything the government does, but, the organic seal, from what I understand, you only get from the government if it's 95% to 100% organic. But what that implies is many foods that are quote unquote organic aren't 100%. So if something's not 100%, what does that mean? Are there a little bit of pesticides? Are there, you know, was there a little bit of sewage? Was there something in the feed? You know, or do they just to play it safe? Because some of these, organic foods could be offspring of plants or cattle or food from parents who weren't organic. Maybe to play it safe, they just go, look, 95%. You know, nothing's 100%. But that's my, gist of what organic is. That's how I interpret it. You don't have all this other junk being used to grow or cultivate our food. Again, it's really, really expensive. It's a lot more expensive, than, we would like. But, when that study came out last month saying there's really no nutritional edge, you know, from what we understand, it's a multi-billion dollar market, this whole organic, industry that we have. And I think a lot of us dig that. I mean, I would love to feed my kids nothing but organic. In fact, a story came out today where there's a country, the Himalayan, Bhutan. They are going to go all organic. I guess from what I understand, you know, they're in between China and India. They are planning on going 100% organic over the next 10 years. Fruits, potatoes, everything. So, I mean, it's nice. I don't think it hurts. So, like I said, it's kind of expensive. But the idea that you have more vitamin content, no. I never thought that was the case. The other thing that shocked people, but to me wasn't a shock, is they did find pesticide residue on maybe under 10% of some of the organic produce. I'm trying to remember what we talked about a month ago. And so, you know, people are like, well, wait a second, if it's organic, why are there pesticides on there? Well, remember, nothing is 100%. But to get the USDA seal, it's got to be 95% or above. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
When it comes, you had mentioned about organics and some of the studies on pesticides and some of these things, and you hit it right on. Too many people are getting the study from Stanford mixed up. Too many people are not realizing that the Stanford said that about the nutritional value. Nobody's questioning the nutritional value.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pesticides that they're putting in, not on, in our foods, the GMOs and these Roundup resistant pesticides. So I just, I love it because you said it like it was.
No, thank you. But, the GMOs, yeah, those, you know, this is something we talked about where there was some linking last week to, tumors in rats. Breast tumors. You know, it makes us a little nervous when they start to mess with our food. And so you're going to see more and more of a push with organic, but we don't want people thinking you have to go organic to eat nutritiously healthier food. The healthy advantage to organic food is not having all the extra crap put into your food, the antibiotics, the pesticides, etc. That's the main advantage. Okay. Here's a disadvantage for dogs. With marijuana, did you guys hear about this? Veterinarians are complaining, and they're seeing this in Colorado especially, that since medical marijuana was legalized in 2000, the number of dogs getting high has quadrupled. They say dogs getting high on pot because they're going into their owner's stash are getting sick. They're staggering. They're vomiting. Now, I don't think marijuana kills. So I don't think these animals are going to die. But remember, they have pot now in cookies. These baked goods are marijuana enhanced. And I guess a study comes out of Colorado saying the number of dogs that have gotten high and actually sickened, marijuana intoxicated, they call it, has quadrupled since the year 2000. So usually they take the dogs, they they observe them over 24 hours, and they're now urging owners to, keep the marijuana stash that you have, whether it's marijuana or baked goods, away from your pets. You know? You just wonder. But you know what? It's true. I mean, and my dogs eat everything in our house. I mean, it could be a three-day-old lamb chop that we're still waiting for the sanitation department to pick up the garbage, and they'll go outside and they'll find it. Okay, there's been some flirtation with ginkgo biloba and a fight against Alzheimer's. Now, we never thought ginkgo biloba would be that effective. Right now, we've been using Aricept and memantine and galantamine and these other drugs, inazapil, etc., depending on where your Alzheimer's stage is. But some doctors have been looking into ginkgo biloba. It's an herb that has flavonoids and terpenoids, and it has been found to, I mean, not a lot of scientific studies are out there, but many patients have, attested to the fact that it's been helping their memory. So there is a study going on right now with 28,000 participants where they are looking at ginkgo biloba. And if it helps put off Alzheimer's or if it helps them. From what we understand, so far after 5 years, the people, there was 61 individuals who were taking ginkgo biloba compared to 73 participants. And from what I understand, the group that received ginkgo biloba actually, here we go. Apparently it wasn't better than placebo. So no. No. All right. I was kind of getting excited about this ginkgo biloba. Sorry about that. I didn't think it was going to be that positive, but, I got a little nervous here because you saw some studies saying ginkgo biloba, an alternative for Alzheimer's. No, it doesn't look like it did much. Okay. And that makes sense. We've talked about Alzheimer's. We've talked about the plaquing, the tau protein. I don't think the herb, would do much with that. Would it help with memory? Remember, placebo is a very, very powerful thing. So for those of you that love it, I don't think it hurts, but don't try to use that instead of your Alzheimer's medications by any means. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.